This is when Michael Yo walks in. This is the music I play.
It should be.
Leave those glasses on.
Yeah. See this look?
Gangster.
Woo!
Worst. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
What are you telling me?
I don't see anyone doing what Drake is doing right now.
And what's he doing, Jeff?
He's killing the game.
He is.
There's nobody doing what he's doing. He shut down Meek Mill.
But that was easy. Meek Mill is not a real rapper.
You don't think so?
He's an okay rapper.
Why? Why don't you think Meek Mill is any good?
I don't think any rappers are that great today. Hey, I was just listening to, what's it, Fetty Wap? Yeah. I don't have money on my way.
Yeah, that's like, pretty good.
No, it's like the dudes on Ambien. You know what I mean? It's like.
That's pretty funny.
No, seriously. That's no, how they all sound. That's the sound right now.
It's, yeah.
Like all rappers.
Okay.
Like,
would you say that it's now time for them to sound, the stupider they sound,
the better the song.
The better the song. Because I don't know what the guy says about the Coke. I'm in love with the Coke. Baking soda. Like, I don't. And that is a fucking hit.
But you jam out to it, don't you?
Man, I love it.
But can I? I did too.
That motherfucker.
But can I tell you why songs can get dumber?
Why?
Because the audience is dumber.
Audience is dumber.
You know, these kids today, and I hate to sound old, but if they don't expect the same level of rap that we did. We grew up when rap, like, you know, anything. Here's the thing. Anything that's successful at the beginning has to be the best it's at.
Yes.
Because if it's not, if rap started with Fetty Wap, rap would no longer be out.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. Yeah, we'd go back to like rhymes, nursery rhymes.
Like when Far Side was out, Tribe Called Quest. If you had a Fetty Wap and that was your Tribe Called Quest, rap would not be. Rap would not be around today.
Okay, but hold on. Let me play the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
What about Naughty by Nature? When Tretch would spit, I had no idea what the fuck he ever said.
But if you listen to his words, he broke it down. Like, Tretch was a phenomenal lyricist.
Yeah.
If you really listen to his words, or if you really saw them on paper, they're terrific. It's like Eminem when he does that. Like, if you look at the words Eminem said, it's incredible.
Okay.
Like, Tretch is dope. When you see his actual lyrics, ridiculous.
Then how about Dos FX?
Now, that was dumb. Bum, skibbity, bum, skibbity, bum, hop. I mean, that was stupid shit.
Yeah, but boy, we loved it.
Yeah, but that, I can honestly say that was the only dumb rapper type we liked back then. Because we all loved Tribe and Far Side and groups like Dos, what was the group?
Dos Effects. Oh, not Dos Effects, but De La Soul.
De La Soul.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's what we were into. That's what we grew up to. And then it went to NWA that made a statement.
Yes.
Everything. Then you had Ice-T, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a thing where now I turn on the radio and everybody sounds ignorant.
Yes.
And that, like, the worse your grammar is, the better you are on like, they're not saying it.
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea.
And I'm singing it, though, in my car. That's how stupid I feel. I'm going, I never go my way. I'm like, this is the worst shit ever.
Yes.
It's almost like the dude just woke up and he yawned that whole rap.
And then there was a beat like behind him.
Yeah, just a beat.
He woke up to a beat and yawned, and that was a hit.
The whole song.
Son of a bitch. How lucky is he?
Why weren't we rap? Like, today, I wish I was a rapper.
You know what? You still can be a rapper.
I could rap over a beat like that. You know, my name is Michael Yo on a show called The Yo Show.
That's pretty good.
I mean, see?
Like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But right now, it's time to do a podcast.
Hey.
But right now, it's time to do a podcast.
Hey. Well, I'm going to say this, though. I'm not trying to be mean. Not catchy.
No, it's not. The podcast.
You're not. There's something missing with you. I don't know what it is. With this Slim Jesus, he can get away with it, but I don't think you can get away with it.
His name is Slim Jesus
now? Oh, I'm sorry.
Slim Jesus.
I wanted, the reason why I brought up Slim Jesus.
Who is Slim Jesus?
Okay, so there's this kid. Man, I didn't want to go into this. I was looking it up while you were singing. But we were talking about how these rappers are justified for like gangster rap. And it's clear that Dr. Dre and Ice Cube were not in a gang.
No, absolutely not.
And they've said it. And there's several rappers that aren't gang related. They got friends that are gang related. But there's this kid named Slim Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Have you heard it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you.
Well, tell me the backstory, or you're going to tell me after.
I want you to hear.
Okay.
I want you to hear Slim Jesus. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. So Slim Jesus, he's got like 6 million hits right now on this song that he put together.
Uh-huh.
And, man, if I can find it. But he basically talks about how he'll shoot you and how he'll kill you with his gat. And he's got homies that will kill you with their gat also.
Okay.
Come to find out, he lives in the burbs with his mom. And he doesn't know what a gat is. But he says that he has friends that live that life.
Yeah.
And he's living through them. Now, is that wrong? Is that wrong? I mean, what is the difference from, like, there's a lot of people giving him shit. I'm just giving him shit because it's a horrible fucking song.
Okay.
Hands down. It's horrible.
Well, it's like Chris Rock said, you can make a racially intended joke, a racial joke. It just has to be good. The jokes that get a lot of press and heat that are terrible jokes.
Yes.
Like bad jokes.
Yes.
And no songs that are terrible are going to get the criticism.
Yes.
If that song was dope, nobody would say nothing.
No.
Like Drake talks about, I wouldn't say he talks about Thug Life. He talks more about popping bottles. But here's the thing. Drake talked about popping bottles and all that stuff before he had money to pop bottles and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so everybody, Ice Cube, from a good family pretty much.
Yeah.
Wasn't in a gang, but at least he lived it. He was in it. His friends were in it. This
okay,
guy,
but that's the same thing.
This guy lives in the burbs.
But he has friends that live in the hood, he said.
No, that's different.
He's got a friend that almost served 8 years. I'm just playing devil's advocate again.
Joe, he's in the burbs. Ice Cube lived in the streets with these guys. He was from Compton. Dr. Dre from Compton.
They were about Ice-T?
What about him?
Ice-T went to the military at 18.
I'm from the streets.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying, though. You see what I'm saying?
But I never thought Ice-T was a great rapper, though.
But
I mean, that song Colors was ridiculous.
I know, but everyone that thinks Ice-T always goes gang pimp. That's all they affiliate with Ice-T.
And is he not a pimp?
Military 5 years?
What's that mean? You can't be a pimp?
I'm just saying. It loses a lot of street cred when you work for the government, when you're working for Reagan.
Let me tell you something.
The Reagan era.
Government is the most gangster
institution out there. Don't try and change this. Michael, don't try and change this. I'm trying to just say, why is it that this kid is getting so much heat? Like, they are going after him.
Can I hear the song, please?
Okay, I'm going to play the song. It's like I said, it's a fucking horrible song. That's the only reason why I hate it. But there's an advertisement. That's how many hits this thing's gotten. There's 6 million views on this thing, so now they're running ads on it.
Okay, what's the race of this guy?
Completely white, almost damn near clear.
Well, my friends, when I was growing up,
yes, they got the Muppets running on his.
Went to jail for 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but he doesn't lose play. See, now they played the Muppets, and now they don't want to play Slim Jesus. That's bullshit.
Maybe it's your Apple phone. Let me break. For a Fendi belt and that double F, hold up my strap. A lot of y'all just Twitter flex, but this shit ain't just a fucking rap. I hear one diss and I'm running up in your fucking trap. You thought you can't even hold a gun right. I ran up with no fucking mask. Always get your woody jacket and check it out. So this is my point right here. That is big today. That showed you where rap is. Because let me tell you, that's the same as Fetty Wap. I think that's actually better than Fetty Wap.
I'm not going to say that. I think Fetty Wap is actually very creative.
I think that's actually I would listen to that over Fetty Wap. At least I know what he's saying. He's saying the same word over and over, the F word, but at least I know what he's saying. Fetty Wap is like that's better than Fetty Wap. Like, I understand it. He's white. He's gangster rapping. It's fake. It's bullshit, but whatever, man.
Okay, so now what's going on?
I have no problem with it.
So what's going on right now is he's been getting a lot of interviews. Right. And a lot of hate within the black community, especially inner city. And these guys are interviewing him, calling him out like, yo, why do you think you can rap about this stuff? What is your justification? What makes you why do you have street cred? And he just says, well, I got friends that are doing it, but I didn't never do it and blah, blah, blah. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. We're on the same page because that's what rap is. I mean, Ice Cube.
Started it.
He what? I mean, we can even go past that. Like all these rappers, when they come out with their first album, they talk about a bunch of stuff that they ain't got. How many times? Oh, I'm rolling in my Benz. I'm rolling in it. No, you got a Hyundai right
yeah.
now.
Which is a hybrid of a Hyundai and a Honda.
That's
it's
right.
A Hyundai.
A Hyundai. Get over it.
So, I mean, Rick Ross got called out.
Yeah.
You know, he had to raise bail money, and this fool had to like take a loan out against his house.
But the problem is,
but yet he said he was worth $200 million.
But let me ask you this: he was getting divorced and he was hiding his money. I mean, he was saying he wasn't worth as much so he could hide money because he was going through a lawsuit because he was getting his wife was trying to take some money from him. So it's a bigger story than that.
Oh, okay.
But my question is, let me ask you this, Joe.
Yes.
Do you think if he was black talking about the streets in the street,
he wouldn't catch one interview
agreed.
Questioning him
agreed.
About
agreed.
Any of the lyrics?
So let me,
and that's why I'm kind of upset. My whole thing is World Star and all those people that are interview him and go, hey, this song sucks. Like, this is shit. But like questioning him about his street cred, who gives a fuck? You can then you might as well question every rapper out there. You might as well. As much as I love Lil Wayne, are you really a blood? Are you really? Did you really kill people, Lil Wayne? Did you?
I wouldn't ask him.
Though. I'm gonna have to say no.
I don't know the people he hang out with, man.
The people he hangs out exactly. But that's the same thing.
Okay, so you said if he was black. It wouldn't even been questioned.
Not even one interview.
So let me ask you something.
Not even one interview.
Isn't that racist?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Because I was watching these interviews, and it was almost like the guys that were interviewing were really enjoying the fact that they caught this guy. You know what I mean?
Like the whole.
But the thing is, the way he was responding was like answering legit. Like he wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got friends that did it, but I don't do
it.
Well,
it's like, you remember that Rachel Dolezal lady?
Yes.
The white lady that actually black people thought she was black?
Yes.
You know?
She almost got nominated for like something for the NAACP.
Oh, she was president of a small chapter of the NAACP.
Jesus Christ.
She was running a division.
Yeah.
Like white people want to be black today.
Yeah.
They want to rap.
They want to rap.
They want to go through the black struggle.
Is there a black struggle? Michael?
Yes. It's so many layers you don't know about.
You seem to have a very good lifestyle, man.
That doesn't mean it's not a struggle.
I don't know, man. I've never seen you with 1 ounce of struggle. Everything has been handed to you like you are the whitest guy.
See, my friend, how ignorant you are. How ignorant. You don't think there's a struggle. You're crazy, man.
I don't see one with you.
It was more when I was a kid.
Well, that's because you were ugly.
No.
Can we put a picture up?
No, that's because I was a cute kid. That's because I was different.
He looked like a bad version of Tiger Woods. When
a good version of Tiger Woods. Look.
He looked like Tiger without the talent. Like when you looked at Tiger, you were like, well, you know what? He's going to be, there's something's going to happen. Let's.
Well, Tiger's not smart. He lost half his fortune to a woman he cheated on with 18 women's with. So I'd rather be opposite of that. So thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment.
You were a good-looking guy. You're a good. I was.
I don't need you to justify.
I was
that
the
joke.
One that was horrible. Any guy that
you're still horrible looking.
I am. Listen, any guy that shoots out like hateful things to another man,
Joe,
it just means he's jealous.
Yeah, you.
I'm
just
jealous of you.
Oh, really? Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you should.
That's
be.
All that means.
And I'm not jealous of you.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah,
you should be.
I shouldn't.
Look at this. I was in Chicago.
How close did you have to put that phone? Joe has the big iPhone 6, the big screen. He just put it about an inch away from his phone to
I'm
read a
so
text.
I'm so blind.
Dude, that's terrible, dude. That literally just showed your age. You know how you do different things
yeah.
when you get older? Joe just did the ultimate old man. Ooh, I can't see it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Is it? It's getting worse than it.
My eyesight is so bad, I can't hear you when you talk. It's that bad.
No, I understand that.
Michael, do you know this is 100? This is episode 100.
Episode 100! Woo!
How long have we been friends, Michael?
100 episodes.
No. We were friends before that.
Yeah, no. I would say you kicked off my comedy career. I knew you kind of on Chelsea and we built once I started comedy. I would say I'm going on like 4.5 years, 5 years.
No, are you kidding? Chelsea was on the air for 7 years,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, but we were on a couple. So you started friendship ever since we met.
We were friends. We would talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, 7 years.
So we can say seven. It's been almost eight.
Yeah.
Since, right?
Can you believe that?
I was in Miami, and I did a radio show. Mm-hmm. My God.
Paul and Ron?
Yeah.
Oh, they love me.
They love you so much, but they said that you became Hollywood.
Oh, my God,
and
please.
That you don't go in anymore.
I go in all the time. Well, why do you lie to our audience? This is one thing.
Am I a liar? Am I a liar?
They weren't there, Joe. How would they know?
The guys here say I tell the truth every fucking time.
All I know, Joe, is you make up so many lies. But we'll go with it. Let's play Joe's world where everything is wrong and fake. But okay, wow. They said I was Hollywood. Now what?
Thank you. No, that's all. I just wanted to tell you.
Okay, that's great.
I just wanted you to hear
that. Wow, that's great. That's a great story, Joe. Really appreciate that. Really stepped it up on that one. That was hilarious.
So Yeezy dropped his new line.
Terrible.
Oh, come on. See, why? You tell me why you think it's. I think the new shoes that he has, I didn't like his old ones with Nike, but the ones
are
that
you talking
did
about
for
the
Adidas,
shoes or the fashion? The whole,
but I'm going to start with the shoes because okay, I am going to say he killed it on the shoe game.
Okay.
But what do you think about the outfits, Mike?
I think they look like. I mean, it does nothing for me. I wouldn't wear it. Would you wear it?
I'd probably wear it.
No,
I'd probably throw on a pair of Yeezys.
No, you don't have the body to wear it.
The
you
Yeezys,
need to be real
the Yeezys
thin.
Hoodie.
I like the hoodies.
There you go. See?
But you can't go wrong. You could give me a blank hoodie with nothing on it.
That's true. That is true.
Hoodies are just like you can throw anything on a hoodie as
dope. Hoodie,
you know what
is,
I mean?
Yeah.
Hoodie is the go to, especially in our profession because we travel so much.
Yeah.
Throw on a hoodie. Like I gotta say, have you heard of the brand called Dope?
Yes.
They sent me this
dope. You can say dope.
No, I don't want to say that. I was about to say, but they sent me a crazy
hoodie.
Dope.
Hoodie.
And a jacket that just says dope on the front. Oh my God.
You
it's
can't
sick.
Stop wearing it.
It's sick. Big shout outs to Dope.
Nice, man.
That sounds weird. And they got a t-shirt that says, will not lose. Love that. That's how I live my life. I will not lose.
Yeah,
Joe.
You won't lose.
You won't either, Joe.
I won't.
No.
And no one should.
Losing sucks. I've never done it, but I would imagine by watching it on TV, it sucks.
Seeing people lose hurts.
No, it feels good because that means you win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of winning and losing, people have been tweeting that we should be playing our game here pretty soon. We're supposed to play a one-on-one basketball game.
Yeah, which you keep backing down from. I'm ready. We can play right now.
Does that even sound like threatening at all? Like if you were to play somebody that called you out like that, in your head, you're like, I already won.
He's like, why does he sound like James Brown? You want to play right now?
guess where I just came from?
Chicago.
No, just like an hour ago.
Oh, I saw you.
I got my teeth cleaned.
I didn't know you had to clean fake teeth.
It hurts.
You can clean fake teeth?
Well, you have to clean underneath the fake teeth.
Wait a minute. So you can feel fake teeth?
No.
How did it hurt?
Listen, I know where you're getting at.
You got people coming out of closets in your house? This is so weird. Just Filipinos just jumping out of closets and trap doors?
That's what we do. Filipinos take care of other Filipinos.
No, I get that, but like out of trap door, what do you keep them under the...
I have them underneath the floor.
Just
because there's Spanish people still looking for them. And I'm hiding them. I got my teeth cleaned. I strongly suggest it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Get your teeth cleaned. It hurts like shit, but when you leave, wow. Dr. Madahi in Beverly Hills does my teeth. Man, unbelievable.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yes.
Get your teeth clean, but do it every 4 to 5 months. So the longer you wait, then they have to do that deep clean.
Oh,
that's what you had to do a deep
I
clean.
I had to do deep
no,
clean.
No, I do mine every 3 to 4 months.
This lady stuck that little metal hook all the way up my gums. She scratched my brain and then came back down. She goes, tartar.
Did she numb it?
She goes, tartar.
She numb it?
Yeah, she put a little bit of numbing sauce.
And they inject that numbing stuff in your right in the gum. Jaw. Oh, and that long needle.
Yep. Long-ass needle. But I'm better now.
Are you?
So, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you guys, brush your fucking teeth.
It's not about brushing, though. You can
it's about flossing.
It is. And nobody flosses.
You have a friend that has a stinky breath?
No, I don't.
Nothing worse.
But why is it so hard to tell people they have bad breath?
I don't know.
Why is that so hard?
It's just hard. It's hard.
I don't like that picture. Take another. Joe's taking pictures.
I think you look good.
No, I look crazy.
All right. But why is it so hard to tell?
Why is it?
Why is it?
That's sexy right there.
Why is it?
I got my shirt open a little bit. We just took a selfie. I don't know. Why is it so hard to tell somebody they have bad breath? I think that's the hardest thing to do, because you're not just insulting them. You're insulting their soul.
That's what it is.
You are.
So, okay. How about, okay, I'm going to ask you. I can't hear myself. It's off. How about, okay, let's, this is fun. I want to, okay. A person that smells bad, that has body odor.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell them? Why not? Why can't you tell him? Ernie, why can't I tell you? I mean, why can't I tell you?
Wow.
Why can't I tell you stink? No, wow. I'm joking. No, Ernie always smells good. Yeah, Ernie always smells good. But why is it so hard for us to tell somebody that they smell bad?
I don't know. Or bad breath.
Or bad breath. Why is that such a hard thing to do?
You know what I do do? Can I tell you I do stuff?
Offer gum?
No.
You know what I hate is when you offer gum and they don't accept it. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly. No, yeah, that's how I have done that and they didn't accept it. I'm like, really?
And then you have to eat two pieces just to like get it really minty so you don't smell anything. Yeah, I don't get it. Why?
But I will do one thing that a lot of people don't do.
What?
When something's in somebody's teeth.
Yes.
Something. I will say, hey, you got something. But a lot of people don't even do that.
Yeah, that pisses me off too. Or if there's like a little booger right
by
the nose.
Yeah, tell me.
Tell me. Don't let me walk around with a booger door.
A booger door?
You know the little door.
No, I know.
It's like when you breathe, it closes. And then when you breathe out, it opens.
It's like a drawbridge.
But here, okay. This is to all these people that don't know if their breath stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hold your hand over your mouth and breathe outward hard and let it bounce into your nose and smell your own breath. If you can't take it, we really can't take it.
Yeah.
Get Listerine and floss.
And I'm the type of person that that checks my breath all the time.
Me too.
And you can tell, you can taste
it. Oh, you can taste bad breath.
Yeah. Like when you like I tell you what, it happens a lot. As soon as you get off stage.
Yeah.
You've been talking so much, your mouth, blah, 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 you got to put something in it.
I say it too. I'll tell like people, I'll be like, hey, my breath stinks. Do you have gum?
Yeah.
At least you cut the ice. Now they can't get offended or mad at you.
And then they're like, yeah, your breath does stink. Here's some
and
gum.
They go, yeah, here is some gum, but I don't think it'll work.
Chew. Yeah. Here's the whole pack. Listerine, maybe. Try that too.
Don't even chew it. Just leave it on your tongue.
Just put the whole pack of gum on your tongue.
This is what Michael Yeo and I are trying to say.
If somebody has bad breath.
Our positive pod message today.
Yes.
If someone has bad breath or if they smell bad, tell them.
Yes, please.
Tell them you're doing the world a favor. One mouth at a time.
Yes, you are.
Do you know how many people they have pissed off that whole day before you said something?
And you've smelled those breaths that kind of kick you in the face. They're so bad they kick you in the face.
Fucking face like Bruce Lee.
Like, whoop-ha! You're like, whoa. Have you ever had that where it's so strong? Like you physically turn your head.
Yes.
Like, oh.
I have rolled down the car window while it's snowing. I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
I'm like, you know what? I'd rather freeze
to
death
and they still
than
didn't
to
get
die
the point.
Of breath.
And they still didn't get the point, did
nope,
they?
Nope. They don't get it. I have no
idea. Why'd you roll down the window?
Yeah, I like fresh air, too.
It's cold outside.
Thank God you rolled that down. I love fresh air.
And as you're driving, plants are dying because of their breath. And
people are falling forward.
All right, we're done with this spot. I'm going to be in Denver October 15th through 17th. I'm going to be doing the Downtown Club. I cannot wait. Denver, come on out. ComedyWorks.com.
Yo, which Comedy Works are you going to be at?
I just said Downtown.
Which one? Oh, Downtown.
Yeah, this.
Yo, that one is a beast.
Everybody does their specials there. It's crazy.
It's a beast, man. Yeah. If you have a bad show there, you might want to quit.
That's what everybody says. Yeah. Like, you cannot have a bad show there.
You cannot.
Even terrible people have great shows there.
You're damn right. I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to be at the Warner Theater.
No, you're in Chicago again this week.
Oh, shit, that's right. I'm going to be in Chicago this week. I don't even know where I'm at anymore, man. Yes, I'm going to be in Chicago this week.
How was last weekend?
Amazing, man. Sold out.
Of course.
And then we got 5 more to go. 10 total.
Wow.
Why don't you fly out for it?
I'm going to be in New York on Friday.
You know, people ask for you all the time, where's Michael Yeo?
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I say? I say the nicest thing. He died. He died.
Thank you. That's so nice.
I never say that. You really think I would say that about you?
Yes.
No.
What do you say, Joe? Oh, let's play. Like, hey, let's play it out. Oh, hey, man, Joe, loved your show, man. Where's Michael?
Oh, his mommy needs him to go back to Houston.
Mommy?
Yeah.
He's
a mommy's boy.
Oh, okay. Y'all ever?
His mommy irons his underwear still.
Really?
Washes his clothes.
So I shouldn't like him. Is that what you're saying?
No. You want to hear what I really
okay,
say?
Okay, here we go. Joe, I loved your show, man. It was so great.
Yeah.
Like your podcast, too.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, that Michael Yeo. Where is he? Where is he? Doesn't he always with you? Or?
He's dead.
Shut us.
He died.
Now, how bad are you going to feel when I die?
No, you're not going to die.
Mm.
I always say that you can't make it because, you know, he's such a busy guy.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's got...
Too busy for you, Joe?
He's got two TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's always on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to get married to one of the most beautiful women.
Thank you. I love her so much. Claire Bear.
One of the most beautiful women that I used to date. I didn't want to tell you this, Mike. Mm. But today on our 100th episode, I think I need to tell you this.
Whatever.
That I used to date.
Whatever. You're so annoying.
Two dates. And I was like, you know what? I think you need somebody that's more grounded.
Oh, really?
Mm. And she goes, no, I don't want anyone grounded. I go, you need someone grounded. I don't want anyone grounded. I want someone loose and crazy like you. And I go, I can't. I have a friend. His name is Michael. And she went like this, yo? I go, yes, Michael Yeo. And I gave her your number. Mm. And that was it. That was the last time we haven't talked since. So I don't want you to get mad or anything. That relationship.
Do you understand?
I don't even remember it.
Do you understand the warped mind of Joe? This is what's crazy to me about Joe. He makes all this up in his head and he actually says it out loud. You know, a lot of people keep those things in, but he actually makes up this whole world. This is what makes him so good at stand-up comedy, because he creates these worlds that he puts himself in and he actually believes like it's real.
And what makes me mad is not even a thank you from you. Not even a thank
you. And he's still going with it, people. He's still going with it.
The woman that's going to be there for the rest of your life, I found her for you.
So I'm going to be in Denver October 15th through 17th. Thank you for listening to the Joe Yeo Show.
What about me? I'll be in Chicago, everybody. And this is Michael Yeo, and I really do love him. Man.
And I love Joe Coy.
I love you guys.
Bye.
Preach. That was fun.